If you ever thought about becoming a freelancer but wondered if you could make it, you've come to the right place. This is Freelance Can I Really Make It, the podcast where we talk about the ups and downs of being a self-employed freelancer, entrepreneur, whether you're a photographer like me or a singer, songwriter, poet, artist, clothing designer, whatever the case may be. We discuss all the downs and things that we have to deal with as freelancers, but also the ups, the solutions. Welcome. My name is Ahmed. I'm Creative Roberson. Let's get on with the show. So I'm sitting here, and before I hopped in the shower, sometimes I like to turn on music. Other times I like to turn on motivational speakers. And I turned on a motivational speaker. I won't say who, you know, everybody has their own choice. Hopefully I'm yours. But anyway, I turned on a motivational speaker and they were talking about manifesting your future, your vision. And on top of just manifesting, they were talking about putting in the hours. You have to put in the hours. And they said specifically 10,000 hours. I've heard Kobe Bryant say something about putting in 10,000 hours and other successful people talking about putting in 10,000 hours. So I started to think about it because I'm self-motivated for the most part. I mean, I know I just said I listen to motivational speakers and stuff like that, but I am self-motivated. I mean, I don't need anybody to get me up in the morning. Hell, you know, I even get up before my alarm clock because I have a vision. I'm motivated to get to where I consider my life to be a success. But going back to other motivational people or inspiring people, even if they're not motivational speakers, just inspiring people, they'll talk about no matter what, you have to put in the time. I mean, I always say put in the time too, but I never narrowed it down to a specific number. But the adage is that you have to put in at least 10,000 hours. And I actually went on Google and typed it in. Why do they say 10,000 hours? And I quote, it says, as Gladwell tells it, the rule goes like this. It takes 10,000 hours of intense practice to achieve mastery of complex skills and materials, like playing a violin or getting as good as Bill Gates at computer programming. And that was from May 5th, 2020. And I'm sure there's other people who have definitions of it, but the adage is still the same. You have to put in the 10,000 hours. So if you saw my prelim, my post to try to get you guys to come to my podcast, my ad, I talked about how many hours I put in. I've been doing this for 17 and a half, pretty much 18 years now, not the podcast, but my photography and my Photoshop. And the math on that, the conversion is, let's just round it out to 18 years. 18 years, the hours in 18 years is 157,788 hours, man. You know what? Hold on. That round of applause is for me. Man, you know, I didn't think about it in terms of hours. I just know that I was dedicated to the craft, putting in my work and, you know, doing what I do as a freelancer. But man, 18 years, 157,788 hours. And that's just, I mean, well, actually, that's just the math straight across. I mean, of course, if you subtract time for sleep and all that, I mean, let's just say on the extreme end, we calculate time for sleep. Let's take away out of 17, 18 years, let's take away 30,000 hours. Man, that's still 127,000 hours of work that I've put in. I've been working at my craft, and there are people way better than me that do it just as much as me or more, but I'm also way better than other people because I do it more than them. It's not necessarily that I'm more talented or that I'm just better. I had to put in the work. I've had other photographers, other photo editors reach out to me. It's like, man, your work is inspiring. It's so good. And I'm forever humble, you know, even bashful, even shy about it, you know, that somebody would think my work is up to that level. But I've had emails sent to me, messages sent to me saying that they love my work that much. And it's because I've been doing this over and over, repetitive action over and over again to master this craft. And like I said, there are other people far better than me. It's people that I still learn from, and I've been doing this for almost 18 years. I still learn from other people, but even so, I put in the hours. Even when I'm not necessarily working on an assignment, I get in here and I practice my craft so that when the job comes up, I'm ready. I've talked about that before. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. I know sometimes it can be like, I'm just treading water here. I'm on a treadmill. I'm not going anywhere. I'm doing all this work and nothing's coming of it. But like I said, even when people audition for like headshots, your headshot is, you know, old school. You print out the headshot. I don't know if they still do it today, but let's just use that as an example. You print out your headshot. The casting directors are going through a stack of headshots trying to find the perfect look for their movie, video, commercial, whatever the case may be. And they go through hours and hours and hours of headshots and they finally find one, and it's the one right before you. That can be discouraging. Like, man, I missed my chance. I was right there. I almost made it, but I didn't get it. If you quit and back out and pull yourself out the race, you were the next in line. Literally, you were the next in line, and you could have been that person. Literally. And if you pull out, you missed your chance. So even when you're doing this work and it feels like you're getting nowhere, you still have to stay up on the work, because again, with the headshots for the actors or whatever, they pick somebody for their commercial, their movie, whatever, their video, they pick them. And it's like, it's going to be 2 or 3 months before they do another shooting, another set, another scene. So you're thinking, man, forget it. I missed it. I'm not going to do anything. Then 2 months come around, you're next in line, and they're like, hey, you ready? We got a spot for you. And you're like, I wasn't practicing my craft because you guys didn't pick me. And, I didn't think it was going to come. And they're like, well, okay. And they take your headshot, throw it off to the side, or probably put it in the trash because you're not dedicated to the craft. Didn't try to make that run, but you're not dedicated to it. And they put you off to the side because you didn't stay up on it and you weren't ready when they need you. You know, excuse me, you have to be up on it all the time. You know, I have a tattoo on me that says driven. I am driven until I reach my goal of success. Everybody has a totally different goal of success. My goal might be laughable to yours. My goal might be, you might have already reached my goal in your life and you're like, that's all you want. But hey, that's my goal, not yours. But either way, I'm driven until I get that goal. Anybody who knows me, when I talk to them, I tell them there's no quit in me. There's no quit. When I tell you guys I'm ready to retire, that's not me quitting. Quitting to me is giving up. Retiring is like, I made it. I no longer have to chase it. That's where I'm trying to get. You know, I just helped a client from a big company. I'm not going to say the company. I'm not sitting here trying to boast for clout and all that stuff. I'm not going to name drop at all. But I just did something for a very big company, and she just reached out to me in all caps, mind you. And I'll read it. She says, thank you. Our client is very happy. I barely pulled it off on time. So super thankful you can jump in for me today. And I've helped this lady with this gigantic client many times before, you know, and it's because I was ready. And matter of fact, she's like 2 or 3 hours ahead of me. So when she wakes up early in the morning before me, I wake up to emails and she's like, can you help me? I need you. If I'm not on my game, if I'm not ready, if I'm not up on my craft, and she reaches out to me and she needs an assignment, a project done, and I can't get it done, guess what? I'm done. She's going to find somebody else who can. And then I am dead in the water. I can't have that. I have not reached my goal yet. I have my vision board. It's on my computer. Every time I turn my computer on, the lock screen, my vision board is on my computer. I even made one for my phone. Every time I turn my phone on, I'm looking at my vision board because I'm motivated to reach my goal. I know where I want to be. I know what I have to do to get there. And I manifest it on my vision board all the time. if I'm not ready for this client and she reaches out to me and says, I need you and I can't, I'm done. I have another client. Matter of fact, hold on, man. Matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about it, I have today alone, thankfully, first of all, let me give a round of applause. This is my appreciation. That round of applause is my appreciation for my clients, my abilities, my opportunities. That's what that is. But now on the flip side of that, I had some clients today. I had three separate clients, three separate time zones, three separate areas reach out to me today and ask me to do some last minute assignment work. And that's a laughable boo. Matter of fact, let me throw a laugh in there just in case they're listening to understand that I'm not mad at them, but it's like, yo. I mean, they hit me with like, we need some last minute stuff right now. Are you available? And my answer, as always, is yes. Yes. Yes, I am available. I am here. I am ready. And I'm ready because I've been putting in the hours. You have to. I don't care what your craft is. I say it all the time. I don't care if you're a baker, singer, songwriter, seamstress, designer, artist, sketch artist, photographer, Photoshop editor, whatever the case, video, whatever it is, you have to put in the hours. I know some extremely naturally talented people that it looks like, man, they just get up and just do whatever and it just happens naturally. And for the most part, they have that natural ability and it is relatively easy for them. However, they still have to put in the work, because if they don't put in the work, they will be surpassed. Think of it like this. I'll leave you with this example and we'll end this podcast episode. Think about it like this. Cell phones, tablets, computers, especially the cell phones and tablets, the apps on there, they update all the time. The phone updates all the time. Your tablet updates all the time. And it's annoying. Sometimes we decide, you know what? I'm not going to do these updates because it takes forever. It's a distraction. It's disturbing. It's annoying. Then when you don't do the updates and then your tablet or your phone starts to bog down, it starts to get slow and it's not performing like it should. Then you're like, yo, what happened to my phone? What happened to my tablet? Why is it acting like this? And when it's not acting right, then you realize, oh, snap, I forgot to do the update. Then you go ahead and do the update and it might either be too late or the update is already passed and your tablet is out of date, is out of style, is done. So I update my phone and tablet every single time. I might wait a day or two just in case there's a warning out saying don't do this update. It messed my phone up. You know, I like to look at it just to be sure. But for the most part, I'm updating within days of the release because I don't want to be left behind. Well, that's the same with me and my Photoshop, my photo editing, or insert your craft there. If you don't stay up on it, especially in today's time when things are moving so much faster, if you don't stay up on it, it will pass you by. Photoshop comes out with new versions all the time. And it's like, man, I just got familiar and comfortable with everything that was in this previous version. And now you're coming out with another. It's almost like, I mean, not completely, but it's like I got to relearn more stuff in Photoshop again. It's like, come on, man. But again, just think if you were like, I'm not doing these updates. Here we are in 2022 going into 2023 and you're working on a 2017 version of Photoshop. Dude, you are so far behind. So many additional features have been added to the new versions and you're still messing with the old version. So look at yourself as a version of what somebody needs. If they're constantly coming to you needing something from you and you're not up on it, why would they want to rock with the old version? Of course, yeah, there's nostalgia. You like the old school, this, that, and the other. But we're talking real time here, making money, real business, real work, right? And they're looking for you to be up to date on what's going on, especially in these tech times, in these social media times. You have to be up to date, up to speed, and you're rocking with a 2017 version, and we're going into 2023. You're shooting yourself in the foot, man. You're leaving yourself behind. You have to stay on your craft, even if you're not completely active in it. And let me just say, when I say I want to retire, yeah, I want to retire now. I'm 47. I'll be 48 in March. If I could retire before 48, that would be my life's dream. However, when I do retire, I'm not going to stop doing my photography. I'm not going to stop doing my photo editing or learning video editing. I'm just not, I'm retiring from the urgency, the necessity. Like, I have to do it. I have to earn this money in order to sustain my life. No, I want to get to the point where I no longer have to do that. I'm talking zeroed out all my debt, paid all my bills down, and I'm only working just to pay my HOA fees or something like that, you know, pay for gas and pay for my cell phone and internet, all that stuff. But as far as the urgency, like, I got to pay this mortgage, I got to pay this car note, I got to pay this credit card, I got to pay this, I got to make some money, I'm tired of that chase, And like I said, I have my own goals. You know, my goals might be laughable to yours, but to me, it's already on my vision board. I see it, and it's gonna be it. You know what I mean? I'm going to make it happen. And there's no laughter I'm throwing in there. This is real. So I will stay up on my craft, even when I retire, just to make extra money to play. You know, I like to play with my cars, man, me and my sound system. So what I do, I just make some money just to add to my stereo, or make some money to put in a stash. Who knows? Whatever the case may be. But I'm ready to retire from the urgency. I'm ready to retire from the urgency. But I have a list of clients that I will continue to work with and clients that I won't work with any longer. You know, when I was working at Hertz before this, I used to do, like, you know, I worked for Hertz many years ago. And along with working for Hertz, I was doing my photography and all that. And I was making plans to become full-time photographer while I was at Hertz. And before I could make my grand escape, we were laid off from Hertz and, you know, got our severance, and I took my severance and parlayed it into my business. And here I am today. Round of applause for me for not panicking when Hertz laid us off. I had a plan in motion. Always have a plan, man. Even if the plan doesn't work, even if you have to alter that plan, you can alter it from the initial plan. Have a plan so you can just make a detour, but you're still on the same plan. It's like when you're using your GPS, you're going somewhere and you see roadblock. They tell you to detour, go this way, and then you end up back on that road again. That was me. I had a plan. So even when Hertz laid us off, I was still ready to rock. But I digress. Anyway, when I was at Hertz and I was ready to leave, when I was making my plans, trying to get my mind right, ready to step away, and I was going to do it professionally. I wasn't going to just walk out the door and make a scene, nothing like that. That's just ignorant, you know. But I wrote my 2 weeks notice letter months before I was ready to leave as motivation to keep me on my horse. Like, man, we're going to get there. You have the vision. You see it. You want to be it, you know, so you have to manifest it. You know, I put it out there that I'm going to leave this job and I'm going to be a photographer full time and I'm going to work from home. Here I am, you know, however many years later, here I am. I've made it. I'm here, and I haven't made it, but I made it. Look where I am, you know, and that's for me. You know, that's a round of applause for me, man. I'm actually here, you know. Wow, man, it feels good. And I'm not saying that to brag, man. It's like, wow, I'm doing this. But anyway, I had my 2 weeks notice or whatever notice written out months before anything, even before there was a thought of us being laid off and whatever the case may be, because every time I would get to work and open my desk drawer to put my keys and stuff away, that's the first thing I'd see is my "I'm out of here" letter. You know, that was my motivation. So now when I talk about retiring from the urgency of my photography and photo editing, I have a ton of clients that I work with in rotation. They come back all the time. I love being their go-to guy. You know, that is a dream for me too. And I've made that. Thank you. You know, I'm very happy for that. But I love being their go-to guy. Sometimes the clients are great to work with. Sometimes they're not. And of course, I'm not going to say any names, but I have a list of clients that I'm going to continue to work with and clients that I'm not. And the clients that I have on the not going to work with list are not even bad clients. They're great people, and I've established some great, wonderful relationships with them. But sometimes their projects are bigger than what I want to do. You know, hey, look, I'm not putting no secrets out about it. I'm tired of working. I've been working since I was 14. I'm 47, be 48 soon. I'm not thinking about working until I'm 50, 60, 70, 80. Man, bump that. Bump that, man. Ah, man. I am so not a fan of the thought. That is not living to me. Bump that. So these clients that are on the list that I will no longer be working with going forward, again, they are great people. I have great relationships with them because I still work with them. So that means it's something good. You know what I mean? Me being in a position where I work for myself, I get to choose who I will work with and who I won't work with. So even these clients that are on my list that I'm no longer going to work with, I chose to continue working with them because, like I said, they're great people. They were great to work with. It's just sometimes the projects that they have, they're big projects, which is good for me financially. But it's also, it's like, God, dog, man, it's a gang of work and I'm tired of working. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's just me being lazy. Nah, I ain't lazy because I'm not lazy. Anybody know me? No, I get up and get it every single day. I don't take a day. I ain't had a vacation since 07, something like that, man. God, dog. Yeah, man, I work a lot. I work a whole lot. So it's not about being lazy. It's just, I'm just tired of working. And with those clients, I'm not going to work with them any longer. Again, nothing personal at all. They're cool people. We could chat, all that stuff after I send them my, it was great working with you notice. But that's me manifesting it. That's me putting it out there. Like, I'm ready to step away from the urgency of work. You know what I mean? I'm ready to step away from that urgency. And the thing about it is, even when I wrote my list, the list was actually pretty big. Thanks. I'm so thankful to the clients that I do have in order to generate a list that big in the first place. But to generate that list, you know, that is a great achievement for me, man. And I'm not bragging. I'm just happy. I'm just acknowledging what I've actually been able to do in these 18 years or 17 and a half coming up on 18 years. But anyway, it was a large list that I had to take my time to write out. Go through, and then I'm like, dang, there's a lot of people. Then I'm like, okay, who on this list will I keep and who will I not? And the list of people that I will keep is like two and a half times bigger than the people that I'm not going to keep, you know, because the people on the list that I will keep, they usually come with quick, short assignments. And it's like, okay, I'll knock this out, and I'll knock that out, and then I'll be done. And then I have my day back to myself. See, a lot of these clients, because they wake up earlier, when I get up, I wake up at 6 o'clock, 6:10-ish, give or take, whatever. And I'm on a computer by 6:30. Usually on a computer by 6:30. If things are working out like I hope they do, and they should, I have an assignment waiting for me by the time I get up and I'm on the computer at 6:30. Most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, I can be done with those assignments by sometimes 8 o'clock, sometimes 10. And then I got the rest of my day to myself. I've made a day's pay early, and then I get the rest of the day to myself to either chill, relax, decompress, or get out there and look for more clients, because the future, you know, is not promised for us freelancers. We have to get out there and go get it every day. You know, that's part of putting in the hours. You know, I know I'm going a little left on this conversation, but it still circles back to us putting in the hours. You know, we put in those hours. I wake up every day at 6-ish. I'm on the computer every day at 6:30. I'm getting at it. If I can, I can get my clients' projects taken care of, hopefully by 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock-ish, something like that. Got the rest of the day to myself. Man, that is an absolute win for me. And those are the clients that I will be keeping moving forward once I reach my retirement goal. And I say that loosely because, like I said, you know, even if at this point, even if money wasn't an issue, but we're not going to go there with that one, because you say that to people, oh, man, you do it for fun. Do this for me, man. Bump that. I ain't doing nothing for nobody for nothing. But anyway, you know, even if money wasn't an issue, I'd still do this Photoshop and photography because I love the art. I love the craft and I love to create. I would do it just for fun, just for the love of the game. But with those clients, I get to do it for the love of the game and enjoy my craft and also work with great clients and earn a living off it too. But I only got there because I put in the hours. Only got there because I put in the hours, man. I've had clients hit me with some assignments and it's like, oh, man, this is going to be a nightmare. Then I start doing it. It's like, oh, man, I got it. I got it done. And the clients are super happy with it. And it's like, dang, I did it. And it's because I put in the hours. when I first started this, when I looked at Photoshop, I'd have a little bit of anxiety, like, man, there's so many buttons, so many features. It looks so scary. It's so intimidating. Now I look at Photoshop with a smile on my face. I open it up like, yo, let's get it. And I'm excited about it all the time. And I hope you guys were excited about this episode, man. I appreciate you guys listening. I hope I landed somewhere with you guys. You know, I hope you guys can attach yourself to this and get what I'm saying about putting in the hours. The work is required. The hours are required. You know, there's no two ways about it. You can be naturally talented. You can be far more talented than me. Easily far more talented than me. But you still have to put in the work to stay up on your craft. You are your own phone, your own tablet, your own AI, right? But you have to update yourself all the time to stay on time. Stay on it. Keep doing what you do. You'll be better at it, and people will recognize how great you are at it. And next thing you know, you'll be making your plans for retirement just like me. Yeah, boy. All right. And with that being said, I will talk to you guys in the next episode.